Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Hello listeners, we now bring you a lesson from Drug Chemistry for UG second year students. The title is Determination of Water Pollutants, Metals and Metalloids. Sri D. Koteshwar Rao will present the lesson.
Hello, dear students and listeners. Today, I thought about determination of water pollutants, metals and metalloids. This is the topic included in the course Chemical Analysis, BSc Drug Chemistry, second year. Before going to the topic, we must know about water pollution and pollutants. What is water pollution? Water pollution is any chemical, physical or biological change in the quality of water that has a harmful effect on any living thing that drinks or uses or lives in it. When human drink polluted water, it often has serious effects on their health. What are the major water pollutants? These are several classes of water pollutants. The first are disease-causing agents. These are bacteria, viruses, protozoa, and parasitic worms that enters sewage systems and cause disease. A second category of water pollutants is oxygen-demanding wastes. Wastes that can be decomposed by oxygen-required bacteria. When large populations of decomposing bacteria are converting these wastes, it can deplete oxygen levels in the water. This causes other organisms in the water, such as fish and aquatic life, or suffers to die. Third class of water pollutants is water-soluble inorganic pollutants, such as acids, salts, toxic metals, and metalloids. Large quantity of these compounds will make water unfit to drink and will cause the death of aquatic life. Another class of water pollutants are nutrients like nitrates and phosphates, and organic compounds like oils, plastics and pesticides, and dangerous suspended sediments and radioactive compounds. All these are harmful to all living beings and plants, etc. Radioactive compounds can cause cancer, birth defects and genetic damage. Due to this reason, before using the water or drinking the water or creating life in water, we must identify and determine the type and quantity of pollutants. Then I will tell you some methods to determination of water pollutants. The significance of a chemical analysis depends on the sampling program. An ideal sample is one which is both valid and representative for analysis of natural and wastewater for pollutants, or two types of sampling. First one is spot or grob samples, and second one is composite samples. As many of the water pollutants are largely diluted in the water sample that is to be analyzed by pre-concentrating by heating before analysis. How can we determine the quantity of dissolved oxygen? The analysis of dissolved oxygen plays a key role in water pollution control activities and waste treatment process control. Generally, two methods are used. First one is Wrinkler and Hydrometric method. In this method, dissolved oxygen is allowed to react with iodide to form iodine, which is then determined by titrating with standard sodium thiosulfate solution. Procedure for determination of oxygen by Wrinkler or iodometric method is, to a sample in a conical flask, add standard amount of potassium fluoride. Here, potassium fluoride is used for to mask iron, manganese sulfate and alkaline iodide azide solution. Shake well, allow the precipitate to settle, and then add 12 normal required amount of sulfuric acid. Later, shake well till precipitate is dissolved. Titrate the liberated iodine with thiosulfate solution. And second method is electrometric or polarographic method. Oxygen can be reduced at various electrodes in aqueous solution in a small negative voltage is applied. The magnitude of current, which is determined by the rate at which oxygen can diffuse to the electrode. And next one is determination of nitrate and nitrites. These water pollutants determination is important as they are deemed to be potentially hazardous to health of their maximum admissible concentration of 50 milligrams per liter are usually monitored regularly in water and 0.1 milligrams per liter respectively exceeded. Nitrates and nitrites are reduced to ammonium nitrates and nitrites are reduced by Devardas alloy in strongly alkaline solutions. The ammonia is distilled into excess standard acid and finally estimated spectrophotometrically or titrimetrically. Another method for determination of nitrites. The widely used method is based on diazotization reaction. A reddish purple azo dye is produced at a pH 2 to 2.5 by coupling of diazotized sulfonylamide with 1 naphthyl amine 7 sulfonic reagent. Next, determination of chloride. Chloride in drinking water is relatively harmless if the present amount below 250 ppm. In wastewater, chloride content is higher than in raw water. Chloride is simply and rapidly determined by titration with silver nitrate solution using potassium chromate as indicator. The endpoint is indicated by the appearance of a permanent reddish precipitate. Next, determination of fluoride. A fluoride level 1 ppm effectively prevents dental caries without adverse effects. The accurate determination of fluoride has gained importance with the increasing tendency to fluoride-free public water supply. Fluoride reacts with zirconyl algerine reagent to form colorless complex, and the dye, the color of lake, becomes weak with increased amount of fluorine is determined by spectrophotometric method. Determination of cyanides. Free cyanide is a very toxic water pollutant arising from metal refining and cleaning. The crucial care must be taken in handling cyanide sample because of their toxicity. Sulfides in the sample during distillation gives rise to hydrogen sulfide and interfere with the cyanide analysis. They are removed by precipitating with cadmium nitrate solution. Fatty acids are removed by prior extraction with isooctane. Next, determination of sulfide. It is generally present in groundwater and is common in wastewater. Coming particularly from decomposition of organic matter, hydrogen sulfide is very toxic. Next, determination of phosphate. It occurs in natural and wastewater as inorganic and organically bound phosphate. The total phosphate content of the sample include all of the orthophosphates and condensed phosphates, both soluble and insoluble, inorganic and organic species, in a dilute orthophosphate solution of ammonium molybdate solution. Ammonium molybdate solution react in acidic medium to form molybdophosphoric acid. The latter react with vanadium to form yellow colored vanadomolybdophosphoric acid, which is measured at 460 nanometer in spectrophotometric method. Next important water analysis is determination of metals and metalloids. The presence of metals and metalloids in potable water, domestic water, and industrial effluents is a subject of serious concern due to toxic properties of metals and metalloids. They affect public health to a large extent. The metal lead, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and selenium are particularly undesirable. Detection and quantification of low levels of metals and metalloids require highly sensitive instrumental techniques. Determination of arsenic metal. Silver dithiocarbamate method is very familiar for determination of arsenic. In this method, inorganic arsenic is reduced to arsine by zinc in acid solution in gadget generator. Arsine is then led through a scrubber containing glass wool impregnated with lead acetate solution and into absorber tube containing silver diethyl dithiocarbamate dissolved in pyridine. The resultant red colored complex is measured at 535 nanometer by using spectrophotometric method. Determination of cadmium. Cadmium is highly toxic and responsible for several cases of poisoning through food. It can be determined by spectrophotometric method, also known as dithiazone method. Cadmium reacts with dithiazone under the optimum conditions to form a pink to red color, which can be extracted with chloroform and measured at 518 nanometer. Determination of selenium. It is comparable to arsenic in toxicity towards man and animal. It is determined with diaminobenzidine method. In this method, selenium forms a chelate with diaminobenzidine at pH 1 to 5. Nowadays, the analysis of water is important phenomenon to maintain healthy life and healthy environment. Thank you.
We are listening to Sri D. Koteshwar Rao on the topic Determination of Water Pollutants, Metals and Metalloids from BSc Drug Chemistry for second year students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.